92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Unfortunately, Matthew, he couldn't actually arrive with his beautiful mohawk or whatever you are donning right now. But Matthew, you're on location somewhere today.
Yes, we are. Thank you for saying a location because I need to go live on Facebook so everybody, you can always say hi and put this out for everyone. But yes, we're on location today. We're actually down in South Florida, making our way down to the Florida Keys, so that way we can go ahead and help everybody that have been affected by the recent hurricane that blew through.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, we kind of are a little bit disconnected sometimes when it comes to Northwest Florida and then South Florida, but it's a good reminder, and I'll obviously give you a chance to be able to explain who Claimology is and what you do with them and for people, Matthew, but Claimology serves all of Florida.
Yes, that's correct. We service all of Florida, and that's it's pretty cool. That's the one big benefit. I really enjoy being able to help all the people out in the state of Florida. I love being here. I love being a Floridian. That's a huge thing for me that I'm just really, really appreciative of all of this. I'm very, very grateful for it. And I'm just very grateful to be here, part of the community, and trying to help other people navigate this very sensitive and difficult issue called insurance. It's something that affects us all. And it's kind of like anything else. I mean, they don't teach you insurance in high school. They teach you home ec. They used to. They used to teach you home economics, like how to bake stuff, how to bake things, how to sew, like practical things, right? But they never even taught, like, insurance, which is interesting because that's something that everyone's required to have if you have a mortgage, which is also, like, so it's pretty interesting, the lack of education that's out there. And that's something that we at Claimology strive to try to do, is to help bring that knowledge from the industry out to the public. And that's why we're very grateful to be on this show, to hopefully get the word out to the community about things that are changing in the political landscape that affect how you purchase your insurance. And again, we don't sell insurance, but as a licensed public adjuster, all public adjusters have the ability to interpret the policy and to, they're licensed to actually, we as public adjusters have the ability to look and determine coverage. That's the most amazing thing. We have the ability to look at the policy and help determine the coverage. That's why we call us adjusters. We're allowed to not just adjust the claim, mm-hmm. but also adjust it through the policy itself. Now, some are going to say we can't interpret the policy for coverage, that's only left up to attorneys. But that is true in the sense that attorneys are the only ones that can actually give legal advice in relationship to how claims are handled and the outcomes that could be out there. However, there are things that are called public knowledge called case law. And case law sets precedence in relationship to how claims are actually settled. And so that's why having people in your team, not just public adjusters, but public adjusters along with other attorneys who are very knowledgeable in case law, help you defend your claim. And it's important. And I want to bring this up today because a lot of legislation has changed. And it's going to affect the people that we're going to help right now in the state of Florida that have been affected by the last hurricane that came out very early in the season. So puts a reminder on everybody's cap, be prepared, be ready. Don't sit on our haunches and wait till, hey, you know what, things happen in late August, September, that's when things really cook up, and now, you know what, no big deal. Hey, a hurricane could happen anytime, be prepared. And not to mention, you don't have to wait for a hurricane. It could be a fire, God forbid. Mm-hmm. It could be a pipe burst. You could live in a condo building and the person below you could have a grease fire. The next thing you know, you going about your business, loving your life and enjoying your place where you're at, next thing you know, you're out on the streets because you have no place to go and your condo's trashed and you can't come back to the building. What happens then? Do you have the insurance to help you? Ask yourself that question and then find somebody that can help you. You can reach out to a public adjuster to help guide you. We don't sell insurance. We can at least help guide you in what you should have and things you consider that when you talk to your insurance agent, they can help give you better information because policies are changing right now. Things are happening behind the scenes that are going to come out with new policies and new endorsements that are going to effectively change how you are able to be covered in a hurricane. And that's part of all of the legislation that we talked about that was so important to get on the phone and talk to your local representative, because once those laws were passed and those bills were passed and they were signed into effect, and may affect everyone. Some laws are good, they're effective laws, but other laws that are put into place really don't do what the intent is. And the intent is actually, they want to say that it's to reduce fraud and things like that, but the reality is these laws, which are actually being challenged right now, is unconstitutional. Interestingly enough, some of the legislation that was just passed right now that affect homeowners and how they take, for example, roofers can speak to them. There was legislation that was put in place because they didn't want roofers coming out and talking to people about damage on roofs and how they file claims. And that's not because the roofer is out there filing claims. It's because they're passing on information and knowledge. And they no longer wanted roofers to pass on that knowledge to people. So it hinders people and effectively eliminates portions of their business, and that's part of the unconstitutionality that's being challenged right now. It's very interesting. It's going to be considered to be heard. So it's moving up the chain. So this is pretty interesting stuff. So that's really good, because it lets other people know that other people in the community of Florida are also saying, hey, this legislation isn't right. Everybody be prepared. So that's good news on that front. So I know I've talked quite a bit.
No, that's
and,
good.
There's just so much happening in this insurance world right now. I'm very grateful to be able to talk about it and to educate people and hopefully get people to become more involved in their own protection. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey,
trying to help people and encourage people to kind of take care of themselves a little bit.
Sure. And make sure that they're covered. Everybody wants to make sure that they're covered. You pay for it. You want to make sure that you're getting the coverage that you believe you're getting. And if you're not, you have somebody take a look at it. I do have a question. And if you have a question as well, 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. Text line is open. Please feel free to shoot Matthew a question, whatever it may be. And of course, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vandeford is with Claimology. He is on site. You're heading towards the Florida Keys as assist people who have just recently experienced. Has there been quite a bit of damage down there?
Well, there's been whenever we have hurricanes that come through Category 1 winds, which was 70-mile-plus-an-hour winds, there's always damage.
Yeah.
There's always roofs damage. There's always buildings that are damaged. There's always some type of damage. The damage isn't devastating like what you'd see in a Category 5, which is always on someone's mind just recently, you know, and just like, and Hurricane Sally, a strong Category 3. So when people think of like, oh, just a tropical storm or a Category 1, there's always damage. It's not as extensive.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is there, and that's what makes it significant. So, and take, for example, some of the legislation that just passed. Those that have been affected by this hurricane are only going to have 2 years to file claims now, as opposed to 3 years just a couple of months ago. So once you now file a claim, it's important to note you only have 2 years to file your hurricane claim in the state of Florida, where it used to be three, so now it's down to two. So it's very important that make sure that all of the people get the information, so that way they understand, because there's a thing called late reporting, and they're trying to eliminate people trying to eliminate on stretching out for a long period of time.
Okay.
So, yeah, if anyone's had a question, or you can always call in at us at 850-654-4794. That's even the ship Claimology, and you can look us up online at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com.
Hey, okay, so Matthew, I do have a question for you. And I'm sure I've asked this before, but I kind of want to have it reiterated. Can insurance companies, and I want to make sure I say this without insulting somebody, because just a reminder, Matthew is not anti-insurance. He loves insurance, right? You love helping people. You just want to make sure that they have the appropriate coverage. And if they are filing or in the process of receiving a claim or getting something taken care of, that it's done correct, right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. We love insurance. We think it's a massively wonderful thing. That's a great vehicle to help shoulder the burden. It's a communal thing. It's utopian in its mindset. Mm-hmm. We just have to overcome the humanity that's gotten in the way of the spirit of the intent. That makes sense? The intent of insurance is really, really good.
Yes. So my question is, and if you have a question again, 850-437-1620. I believe I have a call coming in, so just please hang on for just a second. Listen, when they change, like legislation goes through, which if, I'm going to just tell you, I don't agree with all of it. I'm not going to lie. It's not, I think that people should be put first before money. But when there is coverage that is changed or legislation changes the way that your premiums look, are they legally supposed to notify you? Are people receiving letters? Because, like, I mean, I haven't received anything. You know, it shouldn't be in an email. This should be something letting people know, hey, there's changes coming. Or they've happened. Like, July 1st is usually when a lot of it goes into effect, correct?
Yeah, right. And once it's signed, right in that middle of the year, I think it's June 1st or July, I think it's June 1st or July the 1st, one of those two dates. So one of those J dates, right? I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think it's July 1st. But, so I'm but
July the 1st.
I think that, I mean, should they, are they supposed to notify people?
Well, no. The legislation is they don't notify anyone. They don't let people know anything that's happening. It's kind of all backdoor, behind the scenes. It's up to the individual to make themselves aware of the situations at hand. I know one person that was probably. As the legislation was coming out, more well-versed than I was, and didn't even an adjuster, so that's what they loved to do. They were always paying attention to the legislation. They were reading it. They were all involved in it. It was really fascinating. So, no, to answer the question, they don't send anything out at all. And at the same time, what you're finding is your endorsement change is going to come in your policy, and it's just going to be an endorsement change, and you'll look at it and be like, oh, this is something. Take the time to read that form. Very, very important. Take the time to read, because whatever they're sending you, you're now being bound by it to keep your policy. So if they stripped away coverage for you and they've added an endorsement and they've sent it in, that's your notice.
Okay.
That's your notice. I never got my notice, but they say, we mailed out to you. Mm-hmm. So it's important. But you have to make sure your agent is in communication. So I would encourage everyone out there in radio listener or internet, unless I am too as well, aware, here's this, go ahead and contact the people who can help you, give you the information that you need. Do that. Reach out to them and say, hey, is there anything coming down the pipe you should be aware of? Is there anything that I should know? Please let me know what the policies are. Have them tell me. Say, hey, when did I get my renewal? I'm getting a renewal. When is it coming up? Is anything significant that I should be aware of the policy that changes? If there is, have them talk about it and see what's going on. Need to be made aware, because there are changes that are happening all the time. If you need someone to help, you can always contact the public adjuster. We at Claimology are more than happy to help guide you through the policy, what changes are in effect, just to give information. We don't get calls all the time about it, but we'd be more than happy to help anybody, give them information. That way they can make a valid decision on how to help themselves.
Yes, very good. Okay, so again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620, or you can text Matthew. I'm about to put David from Pensacola on the phone. I'm sure he has a question for you. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm going to hang up and listen after I present my question, because I can't hear very well. I have a question about a tree, a healthy tree leaning approximately 45 degrees over my garage. What can I do to alert neighbors to take responsibility for clearing such a situation? Because imminently it's going to fall over on a garage. And although it's a healthy tree and it's not storm affected, it's just growing at, you know, a 45 degree angle. I'm going to hang up and listen now.
Okay, thank you, David.
David, thank you. Yeah, thank you for the phone call, David. That's a great question. And you know what? I love his question, because he's talking about how to be neighborly. I love that. And that's a great thing. How can we be neighborly trying to address a situation that could affect in the future? And first things I would say is, hey, let's probably bring a box of cookies and go knock on the door, right? Introduce yourself. They don't know already. And if that doesn't work, always you can get air horns. air horns are helpful. You can do things at 3 in the morning that will absolutely drive anybody nuts. No, that's true. I'm just kidding. And we never want to do that.
No.
So what you need to do, you never want to drive a neighbor nuts. I mean, ever. That's never a good tactic, right? So I would honestly just say, hey, listen, you might want to take this out. And hey, do you have insurance to help you in the event that it hits my house? Honestly, that's the best thing that you can do. Because that could actually give them the opportunity to say, oh, what do you mean? And you could say, hey, if your tree happens to fall over in a windstorm and hits my property, I'm going to have to come out. I'm going to have to speak to you about this. And my insurance, if I file a claim, my insurance is going to go talk to your insurance company. So I just want to let you know, hey, that could be a potential. Do you know if you have enough coverage on this? Because if you don't, you might want to get coverage or maybe think of getting the tree removed, which is cheaper because you don't want to be put at risk. You know, that's maybe an approach. There's tons of ways to do this. There's tons of ways to speak to people, feel what's natural for you, but always go in the spirit of helping people is the most important thing. Trying to keep your neighbor out of trouble, trying to protect your neighbor. And I think that's the most important thing. I think if you go to your neighbor and actually reach out to them and say, hey, I'm looking out for your best interest. Yes, it does benefit me too as well. Hey, if you, in the long run, I'm really going to look out for you. So if something happens to you guys, then hey, how can that go wrong? The spirit of love always wins, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I'd say it's probably better to be a good neighbor than to, yeah. So actually when we moved into our new home, Matthew, one of our neighbors had these massive oak trees and they just hung over all of our properties. And she went around and wrote us all letters about how the trees hang over all of our fences and our everything. And she was paying to get them removed. And it wasn't like the whole tree. It was just a few branches. But to me, that spoke volumes. And I feel like, yeah, if you take that step in being a good neighbor, and of course we're talking insurance, but and claims and claimology, but also you're in the business of helping people. And a part of that is helping prevent future disasters from happening. And so it just takes an extra step to go ahead and just make sure that we're in the midst of hurricane season. We see that we have already had active movement and we've had hurricanes hit. So, you know, I don't want to say it's going to get worse. That's terrible. But we just know that it's expected here. We live in a beautiful area, but we also have those hurricanes. And so making sure you have that proper coverage is important, and being a good neighbor. Matthew, I wanted to ask you, what is the biggest way the latest legislations have impacted individuals, not just like insurance claims, but individuals as a whole?
Well, what ends up happening is that when legislation is passed like this, and when it limits people and how they have the ability to recover, it starts to affect the community one by one. And what ends up happening is, let's just take, for example, in the insurance world, there's going to be homes and more properties that are going to be exposed because people are going to try to save money. Mm-hmm. And when people try to save money, what ends up happening is they get more exposure. And some people are more willing to take that risk. Well, what ends up happening is that if that storm does come, right, and that inevitable thing does happen, God forbid, more homes will be affected, so more communities will be affected, which means you'll see more homes with more blue tarps, specifically because of this legislation, because people may start choosing that endorsement. However, the insurance carriers are going to put it on, that will actually stop. It will start to reduce how they pay out on roof claims considerably, and those are the majority of damages in Florida: wind claims for roofing systems, because Florida's subject to high wind at any given time. So it's a very smart move by the insurance company to effectively reduce their risk. It's all monetary. It's all calculated risk. It's all just done through algorithms, you know what I mean? And
right.
People sitting there just getting paid to do this. How can we save money, right? And so this is what ends up happening. So this is politics at work inside of business. And this is just what we live with. So we have to be, if we live in a world where politics is combined with business, it's very helpful for us because it affects our lives, to just become more aware of this and to become just a little more vocal and just to see how it affects our lives. And hopefully we at Claimology can help pass the information on to everyone else. If they can just become a little more aware, start asking a little more pieces of questions, and 1% change makes a huge dramatic shift. if you're flying in space and you're aiming for the moon and you make a 1% change, I don't know, you might end up in the hyperspeech place. I don't know. You might be going to, like, Planet of the Apes. I think that'd be kind of cool, honestly. I'd sign up for that. If anyone's listening out there, Matthew Vandefort of Claymology will be the human test monkey for anyone wanting to do things out in space. That's it. I'm just letting anybody out there know. So
I mean,
that's it. Give me a banana and I'm all set.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yes, you're very healthy, too, with all of your eating on top of that. You make sure that you are on point and healthy enough to help people. And, well, I think you missed the Jeff Bezos train to space yesterday. But, you know, I guess next time if he decides to spend, you know, some more money and go up there, you can raise your hand and see if he'll pick you. If that would be cool, if there was like a lottery
Absolutely.
To go to space, maybe you would win, Matthew.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know what? I think I just might enter that.
I have to just tell you, we always end up on something fun to talk about. But I have to tell you, I don't know if I would. I kind of like the grass and like the earth here. And you're the one who taught me about grounding, Matthew, like going outside without shoes on. So I'm going to stay grounded here on earth. By the way,
I love it.
Real quick, we have about like two, 3 minutes left here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you want to get one more question in for Matthew, 850-437-1620. So Matthew, you talked about like disasters and things that you just don't see coming. Well, my friend moved her washing machine to clean. Like she's pregnant. She's about to give birth like any day. And so she's nesting and moved her washing machine, right,
Aww.
To vacuum and then forgot to reconnect.
Like, oh.
I'm laughing now.
I already know what's going on. I can feel it.
Yes, on the second floor. Yeah, and so she ran what would have been a heavy load, and it was. And so, like, she doesn't live here, but I saw all the pictures. Like, you're talking every shop vac and dehumidifier and fan and all of the things to just start the, what is that, remediation process. And so those are the things where you don't foresee that. Like, yeah, you're nesting, but we also have that brain where you forget things. And so calling to make sure, hey, do I have the proper coverage for when I forget to reconnect the hose to the drain system?
Yes.
Which, you know, listen, this is why I don't clean. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I clean a lot. But listen, this is just another reason not to not clean. Please clean your house. Please don't say that Jenna said not to clean, but just another reason to call Matthew and make sure in case you have one of those dirt moments, right, that you're covered.
Yeah. Oh, man, God forbid that would have ever happened. Yes, we don't ever want to see anything. I've lived through that experience, too. I was on the toilet when my 3-year-old son decided to start spraying the house with, like, downstairs with the washer, like the nozzle. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm on the toilet. I can't get up. And I'm, like, literally yelling at him. I'm like, get up. I hear the pipes. Like, I'm like, I hear water. And I've been in water beds, like, the whole thing. I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And, oh, yeah, it was pretty interesting. So I've been there. I totally feel the pain. I know the panic.
It's the panic, that feeling like this is the end, like this is it. Oh, my goodness. That is the way to close out our show today. We have like just a few seconds left. Matthew, give the information for people to reach out to you and contact you. You're still taking calls even though you're on location in the Keys, right?
Yeah, still taking calls. And again, I'm Matthew with Matthew Vandefort with Claymology, where we're an insurance adjusting schoolhouse. We actually help people and we're advocates helping them navigate the insurance claim process. So if you've ever experienced damage to your home, whether it's from wind, fire, flood, any type of event, it could be an accident, someone got to be driving your car through your business, you know, anything of that nature, give us a call. We can help you navigate the insurance claim process to make sure you...